You're listening to Our Faith, Our Country, the podcast that discusses walking with Christ and ties faith to America's foundation. Here's your host, Jason Bryant Jennings.
Matthew 5, 17 through 18. Do not think that I have come to abolish the law or the prophets. I have not come to abolish them, but to fulfill them. For truly I tell you, until heaven and earth disappear, not the smallest letter, not the least stroke of a pen, will by any means disappear from the law until everything is accomplished. The connection to America here is the concept of rule of law over authority of man. Today's guest has been a winning head softball coach at every stop she's had. She is currently the head softball coach at Marshall University, Megan Smith Lyon. Megan, welcome to Our Faith, Our Country.
Oh, thanks for having me, Jason.
Megan, tell us a little bit about your walk with Christ and some of the challenges that you've faced.
I always grew up going to church, and, you know, church was something that was important to my family. But honestly, you know, for me personally, it was just something that I did because my parents wanted me to go, and that was just what our family did. And, you know, I never really connected with it or had faith as a really important part of my life, only in just, you know, the going to church and that being kind of a duty that we did in our family. So it was never anything that was a central part of my life. As I kind of grew and went into adulthood and got on my own, still nothing that was a consistent part of my life. Kind of went through a pretty traumatic event, and that's what brought me to be more strong in my faith and actually give my life to Christ and really put that as a central focus of my life. You know, I was the head coach at the University of Kansas, and I was married and had a three-year-old little boy. While I was at Kansas, my husband was diagnosed with very aggressive and fast-moving cancer, and he battled for only, 5 months, and he passed away. And he was 40 years old, and we had a three-year-old son, and here I am living in Kansas all by myself. My family's in North Carolina. I've only been there for 2 years. Just a really troubling time, and you know, even through that process, you know, I was lost. Faith wasn't a big part of my life at that point. When I lost my husband, it was a lonely time and a dark time for me. And even trying to be a single parent and coach in the Big 12, and at that point was trying to build Kansas up to being a more respected program and a program that can make regionals. And so I was in the midst of that and kind of lost myself. And, you know, there were a lot of hopeless moments. Got to a point where I was just searching and needing some more purpose in life, meaning, and one of my former players, I reached out to her. Faith was always an important part of her life, and I reached out to her and just said, do you have any suggestions? Like, is there some place I can get some help or turn to? And she recommended a church and said, hey, go to this church and see if this is, you know, something that's going to help you. And church, like I said, was always been a part of my life growing up, just not a focus point for me. Walked in, and I mean, it was just life-changing. I've never felt the Holy Spirit. I've never felt that power, and it was overwhelming emotionally. And, you know, I knew at that point what I had been missing, and I knew God was pulling me out of this darkness, and I had to give my life to Him to get out of it and to, you know, start on a path towards healing and a path to get through the pain I was in and the grieving that I was going through. And, you know, that was the moment that changed my life. From that point forward, you know, every day was about living for Him, and it was about giving up the power to Him and understanding that I'm not in control of this life. All of the pain I've gone through is all for a reason. It'll come to me in His time, the reasoning. And ever since then, my life has been completely different in every aspect. Immediately, there started to be hope. There started to be light as opposed to the darkness that I felt. And it's been such a journey of ups and downs. But when you have Him as your focus and you put your faith first, even the downs, you can see the light in the downs. They're definitely more manageable when you can lean on God in your faith. And, you know, that's certainly been what has carried me the last 10 years. It's been a process, but I'm so grateful and blessed every single day. And prayer is a big part of my life. My faith is a big part of my life. And it's just made things for me so much better.
I want to get your thoughts on this. Why do you think we try to connect more with Him and more with our faith during our darkest times?
interesting question, because when I was in the middle of the darkness, I did not turn to him. And, you know, I think it took me hitting rock bottom in the darkness. I think what happens is you get to a point where you realize you need help, and where can I get help? What can help me feel comfort? And there's got to be something bigger than just me and just this situation. And that's where my background and the foundation that my parents instilled in me, it kind of just jolted me. You know, I kind of knew, gosh, this is what my parents have had and felt, and that's what's gotten them through tough times. And why haven't I looked there sooner? I think it's just one of those things where you just realize there's got to be something bigger than this that can help me handle this and that can take care of this for me and I can put this burden on. For me, I was lucky enough that I had the foundation, had some people in my life that faith was important for them and kind of helped guide me in that direction. But I just think when you hit bottom and you're in that darkness, what is the big picture here? And that was what it was for me.
Megan, what are some of your favorite Bible verses?
My all-time favorite, this was actually what the sermon was based on that day, where I was overwhelmed and unovercome with faith in the Holy Spirit. It's James 1, you know, 2 through 3 or 4. And I'll just read it. Count it all joy, my brothers, when you meet trials at various times, for you know that the testing of your faith produces steadfastness. And, you know, I think that that was God's way of pulling me out of the darkness. It was what I needed to hear in that exact moment. And, you know, I think that sometimes when you're faced with adversity, you're faced with heartbreak, you're faced with tragedy, you know, like I was, you just go down the pit of despair and there's no way out. And, you know, why is this happening? And it's just a lonely, dark place. And, you know, what that just really spoke to me, that there can be a light in all of that darkness. And, you know, I think that when you turn to God in those moments, and when your faith is tested, or when you are going through adversity, you've got to see there can be joy through those moments at some point, you know. And for me, after going through kind of that day and feeling that, and I know the purpose of that pain that I went through, and it was, the joy for me was finding my relationship with God and making that the center of my life. And, you know, that wouldn't have happened, you know, as traumatic as the death of my husband was and my son losing his father. I know it wouldn't have happened if that moment, if that tragedy didn't occur. So, you know, I think finding joy in every situation, and even through your tragedies, there are still blessings. And even through your trauma, or even through bad and hard, God is still blessed. They're still positive, and there's still things to be thankful for. You know, a good reminder, you know, life is full of darkness, but it doesn't have to be. You know, you can look at those moments and find some joy and know that, you know, God is with you, and that, you know, your faith, staying consistent with your faith, is part of the light, and that can pull you out of the darkness.
There are colleges and universities out there that are faith-based, but what suggestion do you have for coaches out there who have a strong faith and are trying to find a job and finding that right fit?
Faith in the university setting is such a tricky balance, you know, and the one thing as a coach, you know, obviously people where faith is such a important part, there are lots of universities that are based around faith. You know, those obviously would be good fits. I have a former player who played for me at Kansas, who her time at Kansas, she gave her life to Christ. It's a central part of her life. Shannon Aldean, and you probably know her, Jason, and probably watched her play maybe, but she is now the head coach at a university where faith is a big part of their daily life, and she's able to minister to her players. It's an awesome thing for her to do. So those opportunities exist for those who want to have more of a ministry role. That's an option. You know, for people like me who have strong faith and are in universities where it's not necessarily a central focus, there's a balance that you have to, you know, kind of strike with your faith and being a coach. Lots of people have differing views and different opinions, but it's important for all of my players to know that's a central part of my life, and I don't shy away. It's a part of my social media presence because it's a part of my daily life, and I want people to know me, and I want my players to know me. So, you know, them knowing that, being upfront about that, I think is really, really important. You know, we have a lot of players here where faith is a big part of their life, and, you know, Shonda Stanton, two coaches before me here at Marshall, faith is a huge part of her life, and she welcomed that with her players and welcomed that in the program, and I think that's helped me because it's something that's a normal thing here. It's not pushed on anyone, but talking about it is something that we're open with, and we actually have a campus minister who is kind of a part of our program. He's around, and that doesn't mean he ministers to our players, but he's here to help them, and to kind of mentor them through this experience and be someone to lean on. And those players that faith is a big part of their lives, maybe even bigger part for them, because that's something that they connect with. Being authentically you, no matter what job you have or where you are, I think is important. And having your players know you as a person and the faith's important, that's something that, you know, they should know. But I also think you have to strike a balance, make sure that, you know, you understand the type of university that you're at and what you can and can't do.
Megan, let's talk about job interviews. Faith, religion should never come up in a job interview unless you're in that type of college or university setting. Do you have the leeway to ask those questions and ask for letters of faith and those type of things? What advice would you have for somebody if they are in an interview and that issue does come up, even though it shouldn't?
It's important to be authentic. Share the truth and what your truth is. You know, I think that that's always the right thing to do. And, you know, like you said, it shouldn't be brought up. That has no bearing on, you know, the job, but it is. I think that being authentic and being upfront and honest is really important. And, you know, I think that you could be a coach who shares your faith in non-aggressive ways. I don't know if that's the right word, but how you handle yourself, how you live your life. I mean, that's sharing faith right there, regardless. You don't even have to bring up anything religious to do that. If it ever does come up in an interview, just being authentic and being honest, I think, is the most important thing.
You had to move from Lawrence, Kansas to Huntington. Moving always forces somebody to try to find a new local church. You can obviously still listen to or watch your old church if it's streaming or if it's broadcast audio wise. It's good to have that local church as well. So you have that local community, that local support. What did you look for in a new church once you moved to Huntington? And also, how do you use family to help grow in your faith?
Finding a church and finding a pastor who will invest in me and in my walk with my faith was really important. When I moved to Huntington, that was the most important thing for me, was to find the right fit in a church community and just with a pastor that I felt connected with. You know, that was something I had in Lawrence. I felt like it was something that allowed me to really grow in my faith, you know, having that strong community of people that were on the same journey as me, on the same walk as me. So that was really important. And that's, you know, who I really turned to. My pastor here is awesome. He is open to talking and meeting, having coffee and discussing, you know, different thoughts and Bible, but also just life. And I think that that's something that's important for me in my growth. And the other thing too, you know, sharing and having my family kind of join in the walk and in the commitment to faith was an important part for me. And that helped me grow in my faith. I feel like it's important for me to be a leader in my family and my household, help our kids, now my new husband, come to know Christ. I feel like that's a part of it too for my growth, is help others, especially people that are so close to me, you know, kind of down that path. That's really, you know, my focus in my growth, aside from studying the Bible and devoting time to that in prayer, is kind of being a leader for others who I care about, and then turning to a church community to help as well.
Megan, thanks for joining us here on Our Faith, Our Country. I'm praying us out before we end the show.
I'd love to. Dear Lord, we just thank you so much for all the blessings. We are thankful for everything that you've done for us in our lives. We just ask that you stay with us through any hard times, those people that are dealing with adversity. We ask that you be with them and help them understand that there is a purpose for everything, and it's in your time and in your reasoning. We ask that you continue to bless us with health and happiness. In your name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Thanks for joining us on this episode of Our Faith, Our Country podcast. Be sure to follow us on all of our social media at Faith Country Pod, or by searching for Our Faith, Our Country podcast. Until next time, later times, everybody.
Thanks for listening to Our Faith, Our Country. Be sure to subscribe so you never miss an episode.